1. The Singing Chair. Jafar was sitting on a workbench in the furniture factory. Not sitting, exactly. Perching, like a little bird on the edge of a trash can, ready to take flight at the first sign of danger from a cat or a truck, or from the boss storming through looking for slackers. As he rested his bony little body, Jafar stared into a sunbeam. It was only a second-hand sunbeam, one that bounced off the window of the coffin shop across the lane, but Jafar looked forward to it every day. It meant his workday, which began in Jakarta's pre-dawn gray, was heading toward the end. The second-hand sunbeam pushed through the factory gloom. It made the men and boys glow like angels as they bent over their work. The dust particles danced and sparkled in the air. "I'm in a gold factory," Jafar thought. In the haze, the rows and rows of chairs looked like thrones meant for gods and goddesses, not just kings and queens. No wonder the workers were not allowed to sit on them.
"Don't sit on the chairs," boss was always yelling at them. "The chairs are not for you and your filth."
Jafar had to agree with boss about that. All the boys and men in the factory were filthy. Even boss, although he was not nearly as dirty as the rest of them. One of Jafar's jobs was to sweep. He swept the whole factory floor several times a day, but the dirt kept coming. Wood dust, wood shavings, grime from the sooty car and bus engines that blew in through the open wall that faced the street. The factory refused to stay clean while work was going on. The dirt stuck to him, too. No matter how careful Jafar was with the glue and lacquer, drops always landed on his skin and clothes, and everything stuck to these drops. At the end of an especially busy day, when they rushed around to get their work done, sawing and sanding to fill orders, Jafar looked like some new kind of animal, with wood shavings for fur and soot dust for skin. When he scratched his head with his glue hands, the glue and wood dust made his hair stand up on the top of his head like many small ears.
"Quit daydreaming," boss yelled.
He slapped the back of the boy's head as he moved through the factory. Jafar jumped. He felt a little guilty because he had been daydreaming. He was working, though, and quickly. He could work with his hands and still daydream in his head. Jafar was sanding chairs today, the final sanding before the chairs would be loaded on a truck and taken away. His chairs would go on a journey and he would be left behind. Who would sit on his chairs? Would it be a happy person or an angry person? Would someone sit on one of his chairs and give up on life? Would his chair be a place where a child learned arithmetic or where an old man sat to eat a meal? Would someone sit on one of his chairs to watch a sunbeam and keep watching as shadows grew and turned into night? Jafar wanted to know, and he knew that he would never know. These were not chairs that would be painted or polished. These were cheap chairs. They would be sold to people who still had to work hard and save long to buy them. The fancier chairs Jafar's factory made were beyond those people, and the real carpenters worked on those. Boys like him worked on the cheaper ones. Jafar didn't care about not working on the fancy chairs. Work was work. Each day he worked brought him closer to paying off his family's debt, closer to being able to keep the money he earned, closer to having a life where his belly was always full and he could take the time to find work in a place where the boss would not hit him.
"We would make perfect murderers," said Sanu, who was a year older than Jafar but had only been at the factory for 1 year. Jafar had been there for 3.
"What are you talking about?" Jafar asked. Sanu held up his hands and wiggled his fingers.
"No fingerprints," he said, laughing.
They could laugh now, but when Jafar first started sanding, his fingers got so sore and bloody.
"Get one more drop of blood on one of my chairs, you little cockroach, and I'll send you back to your family in a garbage sack," boss had yelled at him.
One of the older boys had slipped Jafar a blood-stained rag.
"My fingers have healed," he said. "You can have this now."
"How much do I pay you?" Jafar asked. The older boy shrugged. "Someone gave it to me. Pass it on to someone."